To finish out today's edition of Open Air, I welcome regular contributor Peter Robinson with a special guest. Hi, Peter.
Hi, David. Good to be here. And indeed, my guest today, Gene Walker Harvey, has just got a beautifully illustrated book out called Boats on the Bay. And of course, immediately makes me think about that poem by John Masefield, I Must Go Down to the Sea Again, to the Lonely Sea in the Sky, and All I Ask is a Tall Ship and a Star to Steer Her By. Gene, welcome to Open Air.
Thank you very much, Peter.
And I know this is a book which covers all sorts of different illustrated books, boats floating, but in fact you live in Sausalito and you look straight onto the bay, is that correct?
Yes, I do. I'm very fortunate to walk along the bay and admire all the beautiful boats, kayak by all the different houseboats in Sausalito, and admire the whole myriad of boats we're so lucky to have on the San Francisco Bay.
So this boat's, this particular book is directed to young people to encourage them to enjoy the outdoors and to get out on the water. And the first, in fact, as you just mentioned, it is a picture of a houseboat, but then it goes on to tell you about the different types of boats. And I like the subtitle here. It's called A Fishing Boat Slogs Through the Fog. So tell me about that.
Exactly. So this is a large format picture book for the ages 4 to 8, although all audiences can enjoy our amazing boats on the bay. And so the fishing boat slogs through the fog. Often in the early hours in the morning, I will see the fishing boats with the birds trailing behind,
right,
and heading through the fog,
mm-hmm,
out through the Golden Gate Bridge.
And the illustrator in this, Grady McFerrin, has done all the different drawings so that we get that whole collage effect. And of course, next, something very close to my heart, a ferry carries passengers. I did do the On the Ferry column for years. And this looks a little bit like the Red and Gold ferry, or Blue and Gold. I can't tell which ferry it is, in fact.
Yes, it's... As you spoke about Grady McFerrin, he did beautiful illustrations for this picture book. They're watercolor and pen and ink. He is also a graphic designer in Los Angeles, so he brings such a unique, incredible style with touches of whimsy. Some pages include an enormous whale below a kayaker, the details that children would love to see. And
now later this month you're going to be at the Book Passage in Sausalito, and you're going to be signing, so tell us a little bit about that event.
Yeah, so first of all, our community is so thrilled to have the amazing Book Passage in Sausalito. They have Book Passage by the Bay and right on the water looking out at the boats, and I will be there for the book release on Saturday, August 25th at 2 p.m. And the public's obviously welcome, and we'll be doing a reading and have boat activities, and it'll be a very special day to launch
the
book.
And I'm right in saying that all the profits from this particular book go towards the Matthew Turner, which is a tall ship building operation. So tell us a little bit about that.
Exactly. So it's in Sausalito, there's a nonprofit educational organization called Call of the Sea, and they have a tall ship already built, and that they use to take children out on the ocean, called the Seaward. But over the past several years, they've been building an enormous tall ship called the Matthew Turner, modeled after the tall ships built in the late 1800s. Matthew Turner was a shipbuilder over in Benicia who built over 150 ships there. And the idea is to bring students out to the water, to let them experience the ocean, transform their world through sailing, become environmental stewards. So it's an incredible organization. I feel very lucky to be able to help them in any way to support it. It's been built by volunteers.
And they also take school kids out on the bay in different boats.
Yep. Absolutely. That's the focus, to experience the ocean. And they actually invited me to join them this summer with a group of third grade campers. And you could see the thrill for these students, most who had never been out on the ocean at all. And it was a true delight.
And I'm looking at one illustration here. A dredger scoops up mud and muck, but in front of it is the word coffee. And when I used to write the on the ferry column, to sip a morning of fog-lifting coffee was just the joy of being on the top deck. But I also think the book draws attention to the ecology and the environment. We've got a section on container ships, which reminds me about how the Port of San Francisco has changed and how Oakland has begun to take over the traffic. And then tell me about the fireboats. I see you finish with a fireboat here in the book.
A fireboat fans water high and wide. And just an example of one of the other the myriad types of boats we have on the bay. And that one is so appealing, obviously, to all of us to see the water sparkling up in the up above the fireboats, because they can put on a show.
And of course, we do finish with fireworks, which is another celebration.